If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Chris Guillebeau here, your host of Side Hustle School. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing these moments with me. I have been making this program for, I don't know, more than 1,300 days now. And it just brings me such joy that there are listeners from all over the world who all have similar values. We have a pretty diverse group. I hear from people, you know, with all different ages and backgrounds, lots of different countries, but all interested in improving themselves, all interested in, you know, finding a way to create more financial security, not just for the sake of accumulating more money. And let's be clear, there's nothing wrong with making more money. Like that's a primary goal of what I'm trying to help people with, but usually for some greater purpose, because if you have more money, then you have more freedom, you have more options and such. So let's talk a little bit about money, and this is kind of the practical, logistical part of money here today. I had a classroom episode a while back called something like "Don't Listen to This Boring Episode." It was all about some of the basic questions that I get all the time. One of those questions is about bank accounts. I actually wrote about this in the Side Hustle book as well. I'm not going to pretend that it's a sexy topic. Hey, everybody, let's just gather around the fire and talk about business bank accounts. But I will say it's important. And one of the very few clear recommendations I have, because, people are different, you have different needs, people are in different countries and regions, states, provinces, et cetera. But one of the, close to universal recommendations I have is that when you begin to earn income apart from your day job, you really need to have a separate bank account. It just makes things so much easier for tracking in terms of taxes, in terms of record keeping, everything else. But today's listener questions that advice, which is cool. I'm open to being challenged. He wants to know if there is another way. So let's hear what he has to say after this message from our sponsor. Do I really need to open a business bank account?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there, Chris. This is Danny from Bozeman. I've been following your show since episode one, and I am still loving the puns. So, In the Side Hustle book, you mentioned that it's important to have a separate bank account for any business income and expenses. But I thought that most banks have a lot of fees, and I really want to avoid that. So can't I just use my personal account but keep detailed records of what is personal and what is business? Do I really need a business bank account? Anyways, I look forward to hearing your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Hey, Danny, what's up? Thank you so much for listening from Bozeman. I was in Bozeman many years ago for an event that was actually one of my favorite events for, I'm trying to remember which tour it was for. I think it may have actually been for the Side Hustle book. So who knows, perhaps we got a chance to meet there, and I'm just sorry we didn't talk more about bank accounts. But this gives us a great chance to talk about it here with our other listeners. So might there be some exceptions to this rule? Well, of course, like there are always exceptions to the rule. And, you know, can you technically, you know, just keep really detailed records, you know, of all your business expenses and business income, but still have it in the same account? I suppose that's technically possible. Question is that really the best idea? Like, might there be a much simpler solution? And I think for most people, the much simpler solution is to open that separate account. It's sometimes opening another account seems like you're adding complexity, but in this case, it's actually going to make your life easier, especially as you've got income coming in. You start spending money on the business as well, so you have income and expenses. A lot of those expenses can be tax deductible. Also, most of us are not as good at keeping records as we might think. Like, I actually already know that I'm not good at keeping records, but I think a lot of people, when they say, "Oh, I'll just kind of keep it," you know, "I'll keep track of it." You know, there's a lot of stuff that happens over time. And what if you're looking back, you know, 8 months into the past or however long it is when you're working on your taxes? Like, do you really remember? Are you really able to kind of pull everything out as easily as you think? So my recommendation is, you know, definitely get that other bank account. It's also motivational, I think, you know, to, like, once you start making money, to like put this money in a different bank account and you're like, "Oh, that's my business account," because I've never had a business before, but now I do. It feels good. Okay. So overall, yes, I think most people should do it. Now, Danny's main concern is about fees. Okay. So I actually don't think that has to be a big concern, because at least in the US, it's possible to find a business checking account that has no fees, or maybe it's minimal fees. In some cases, you might have to maintain a minimum balance. You might have to put $1,000 into that account or something else. You might have to make a certain number of deposits. There may be some requirement, but it's usually not that difficult. And as I said, it's a competitive space. There are a lot of different business checking accounts out there. You don't have to go with the one from the bank in your area. Also, there are lots of online banks. I'm working with two online banks right now, and I've never been into one of their branches. So in short, if you're not happy with your bank or you're concerned about the fees, maybe the answer isn't to combine everything into one account, but to find a new bank. So there you have it. My two cents, deposit it in the right account. And listeners, if you have a question of your own, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We're going to continue to feature them throughout the rest of the year. I've been hearing from so many listeners. It's so much fun. Let me know what you're working on and what your challenges are. And of course, be sure you're subscribed. You can do that wherever you listen to podcasts. I'll be here. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.